Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, my name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls.
The show airs the second Monday of every month. Join us.
I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Well, welcome everybody. Happy Monday, and we're in summer already. Amazing how time is flying, and it's always nice when we get to experience the joy and the laughter, especially with the sun shining on our hearts. And so if you're new to this show, I want to welcome you from my heart and say thank you for caring to join us. I'm going to give you a little bit of information if you're new to the show and kind of educate you on how the show works. I will be talking first through a meditation and a channeled message that relates to the listeners and those that want to listen after the show. So you'll be hearing a message. I work with the angelic realm as an angelic walk-in, and I also work with these beautiful, expansive, pure, loving beings that help to not only channel messages through me and that I pass on to you, but also to work with you in activating your inner spirit. And what that means is that when your inner spirit is more active, the personality, the human ego, becomes less active. And so it gets to enjoy life, it flows with life, it gets to experience heightened levels of love and joy and peace and prosperity, because the self-defeating beliefs that were triggered are no longer active and healthier beliefs take over. And so these pure loving beings that I work with help to support the awakening of activating your inner spirit and thereby transmuting and releasing those energies in the self-defeating beliefs through bringing it into the light and having more of what you would like to experience. And thereby you start to attract these amazing relationships. You start to attract healthier inner joy and love and peace, and life becomes more of a playground rather than a fear-based experience in life. And so I wanted to share that with you. If you're interested in learning more about it or having private sessions or readings and online series on your spiritual journey, products I created, you can go to the website, which is angelroselove.wix.com/love. That's angelroselove.wix.com/love. So after the meditation, I will be taking calls. We are a half-hour show, and so it covers only up until that amount of time. Although, so that you're not left out, I can still continue right after the show when you make a donation, if you'd like to have the reading done, and it's at any donation on that website, and then you could get the question that you want to have answered, and we go from there. So the next show, I can't believe we're already in July, will be on July 11th. Please mark your calendars, and then you get to experience that beautiful combined message of what they're going to say and all these fun things. All right, so let's go ahead and do our meditation, and then I'll talk a little bit about how the readings work. So if you can close your eyes and just take some breaths and just allow yourself to just really feel what it feels like to be an energy of love inside. Sometimes when we go through changes in our life or we have desires for loving relationships, we tend to kind of put too much energy on the outer world and not enough on the inner world. And so this is about really taking a moment, taking a break from all the searching and all the wondering and all the questions and that shattered lovely mind, and just quieting it down just to allow ourselves to feel what it feels like to just be present, present in the moment with this sense of inner peace. And as you take another deep breath, just allow your eyes to drop down into your heart. And if you're courageous enough to really go deep into your heart, really open it up. Sometimes we protect our heart because we've been hurt or we're in fear of commitment or new beginnings or fear of success. Now is the time to let that all go and just really be present with what it feels like to just love, to love deeply and fully and completely. And as you focus deep into your heart and allow your heart to open up, I want you to imagine feeling that connection to your inner spirit being, that beautiful beingness inside that it's not your mind, it's not the thoughts in the mind, it's not the emotions, it's not the body. It's experiencing the thoughts, the emotions, and the body. And you become the observer of this. You become aware that these thoughts and emotions don't rule your life. And so you have a greater sense of freedom. Because now you can become the observer and become aware that these are experiences that you're going through based on past beliefs, current beliefs, and some serve and some don't. And just allow that love inside of you to grow bigger and bigger inside. And the biggest message I keep hearing is the more you allow the love inside of you to be your dominant focus in life, the less the thoughts and the insecurities and the fears will dominate your life because they'll be nurtured, they'll be pampered, they'll be taken care of from this love inside. And so it will be replaced with gratitude, appreciation, excitement, and innovation of new beginnings in your day-to-day life. And as you breathe that in, just embrace it for a moment. I'll be silent just for a minute to allow yourself to fully take that in.
Thank you.
just allow yourself to slowly come back into the room, feeling this beauty of love inside, bringing it into the mind, bringing it fully into the body, and embracing it. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and just give yourself a huge, big hug. Okay. And sometimes afterwards, people need a moment to just come back in fully. I'll just give you like a few more seconds to just feel the present moment. Sometimes we get insights as well. Okay, so again, if you're new to the show, I want to say welcome. I notice we have some more people that logged into the chat room and are calling in. So my name is Angelica, and I'm an angelic walk-in. I'll just kind of bring that to a lower volume so you can hear me better. And the show is a combination of two things. One is that it helps to wake up parts of your inner being, your inner human being, that you would like to have greater sense of connection to, a greater sense of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. And by waking up those dormant parts, so those immature parts that aren't as healthy or serving you, you get to align more with your inner spirit. And by aligning more with your inner spirit, you get to attract at that vibration, which is at a higher vibration, those things that are in your energy field that you would like to experience, whether it's a tangible thing like a job or a relationship or more finances, or whether it's an intangible thing like greater health, greater prosperity, greater joy, greater love, greater peace. They work internally first and then manifest into the physical realm in an external way based on where your consciousness is, based on where your beliefs are, and based on what you put out into the world. So if you open your heart, which is why I love doing meditation, if you open your heart to allowing your vibration of love to dominate your life and gratitude and appreciation, you move your vibration to a higher frequency, and as a result, you start to attract those kinds of things internally into the physical realm to support this reflection inside, which makes life more playful, and you'd have a playground rather than a fear-based living life kind of an experience. So it's a beautiful message to be able to live by, to master in through your day-to-day practice, through affirmations, through reading, through classes, through high inspirational music, through nature, you know, whatever tools that you could use to support this connection is what's going to make your life more enjoyable. If you're interested in learning more about this and you also would like to make a donation to help to support this show, you can go to Angel, angelroselove.wix.com/love. Okay, so time for the reading. Yay! I like to do the reading. So the way that the readings work is it's a one-question reading, and I ask you to focus in on your heart and just allow yourself to feel that energy inside your heart and to stay open in your mind, because the more you are, the easier it is for me to be able to read your spirit guides, to hear from the angelics, which I will anyway, and to be able to, if there are any messages from the other side, be able to get that as well. Because of the time being that I cover as many calls as I can, I do ask that you keep it really very specific, the questions, so that I could tune in. So rather than saying, just tell me anything, you could say, can you share something with regard to my personal side of relationship with regard to blank blank? And that's a way to ask the question. If we don't get to cover you throughout the show, then you do have the ability to make a donation, and I can work with you right after the show and answer your question rather than waiting till next month to be able to ask that question. Or you can schedule an appointment and get a reading or an energy alignment or an online series, whichever resonates for you. So I wanted to go through that. Okay, so we're going to start with caller 504. And after the reading, I'm just going to ask, because of my commitment to supporting those that are interested in their expansiveness and their spiritual path, if you would like to explore working with me, you could say yes. And if you feel that it's not timing-wise appropriate or of interest to you, just lovingly say thank you, but no thank you. And then I won't call you. But if you do say yes, I will like you to go to the website, review it, and then I'll check in with you and see if this is what is appropriate for you. And because I do this full time, it is something that is not free. So please do take that with love. It's an exchange of energy, and I'm very committed to the work that I do. So I want to support those that are also committed to their spiritual path and feel a resonation with these pure beings in myself to help you get there. So I appreciate that answer after we do the reading. Okay. So I'm going to ask for your first name and the state you're calling from. It helps me to tune in better. All right. 504, it looks like you've been on for quite some time before the show started. I noticed that. Welcome, Ward.
Hi, my name is Mary Lou, and I'm in Louisiana.
Hi, Mary Lou. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, too.
Thank you. Thank you for being here on the show.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. All right, so what's your question, hon?
I'm working on business, and I'm trying to make it functional. And I'm wondering if there's something that I'm missing.
Well, I would throw the word, you have a lot of ancestral energies in your energy field, and they're the ones that are telling me to tell you this, that you're too hard on yourself. You have to throw away the word missing and replace it with abundance, because you always feel like you're something is not appropriate. There's a perfectionism going on with you. So you have to let go of the, wow, you have like a, I can't tell if it's a grandmother or someone older, but it feels like a grandmother or an aunt. You have to let go of that perfectionism and focus more on your ability of what you currently do have, which is what you want to offer the world, rather than, am I missing something? That will shift you and start to give you more creative insights and inspired action to get things rolling. Is this a new business?
No.
Okay, so you've been doing it for a while. It's not like something you created. It's something that is part of an existence. I'm not asking them. I'm asking you.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
It's been around for a long
time.
Yeah,
so you're diversifying it and expanding it.
Trying to.
Yeah, so that's the new part around it. Yeah, and so, you know, bless your heart, because you're very committed to making things better. Just let go. Did everything that they say make sense to you?
Yes.
Well, that helps. Well, it makes sense and helps,
sense.
Right? Yeah, so you're definitely on the right path. That I got it for sure. You just got to let go of this piece and shift it to what they said, and then things will be more playful for you.
All right.
And it'll definitely unravel in a way that will help you to get insights and inspired action and steps to take more readily and easier to unravel this expansiveness. That, I mean, I keep seeing the word expansive. You're expanding, you're diversifying something really huge. So you're definitely doing it. It's just you got to let go of your perception around the way you're doing it, and that'll help it become more of a flow rather than this stop-start feeling. So hopefully that helped. Are you interested in me contacting you for other things?
If I have business up and running, it would be possible, but until that happens, it wouldn't be very plausible.
Okay. Okay. Well, did you jot down the website?
I sure did.
Okay, cool. Well, then, thank you so much, and I'll just leave it that when and if you're ready, that you'll call back.
All right. Thank you.
That sounds great. Well, in the meantime, congratulations on what you're doing, and look forward to hearing what comes about if you choose to share next month. And in the meantime, you have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Okay, I noticed that a couple of calls got dropped off. So if you did get, because sometimes that happens, please do call back the 352, the 708, and then the 111. It looks like you logged in. Did you want to ask your question on the chat? Guest 1291. Did you have a question? You can call in, and guest 1280, you could call in if you have a question, or you can ask it on the chat box if you want to keep it confidential. And if you just logged in, let me just go ahead and tell you a little bit about what's going on next month. The next show is going to be on July 11th at 11 a.m. So we have 11-11. That's going to be really fun. On July 11-11 is a master number, and those are always really very potent with lots of great messages and great ways of manifesting in life. So if you're interested in joining us during that time, please go ahead and jot it down in your calendar. And if you're interested in any readings or any private sessions, I also offer an online series. And if you mention the show, you get a discount on any of those as well as on products that I created. So please jot down this website. It's Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, dot Wix, W-I-X, dot com, /love. And so I'm going to go ahead and do a quick meditation. And if I notice any other calls, I'll go ahead and take the calls. We only have about 7 minutes left. So we'll just do that. And you're welcome to also ask your question in the chat box. Although when I do readings, angel messages and other types of readings, I get better messages when you call in. And so if you're interested, the call-in number is 347-996-5068, and you can ask your question during that time. So if you're interested, just go ahead and call. In the meantime, we'll go ahead and do a meditation, and we can just close our eyes and just allow ourselves to just be very present with the moment. And we're going to do some abundance energy to help with prosperity. And so as you close your eyes, I want you to imagine this beautiful energy of light entering into your mind. It's a goldish light. And it expands the mind's abundance of attracting prosperity. As it enters into the mind, it circles around the mind, expanding it into this connection with abundance in all forms, financial, emotional, love, joy, peace, prosperity, all forms of abundance. Any limitations just get washed away into nothingness. And then focusing in on your heart, allowing this energy to go all the way into your heart, expanding the vibration of abundance and prosperity in a way that just allows you to feel worthy and valued. And as it expands in the front, it goes all the way into the back of your heart, giving you these feelings of worthiness, self-love, nurturing, pampering inside, to the left, the masculine, to the right, the feminine. Bringing it to a place of a deeper connection with openness to receiving this abundance. Any energies of limitations or self-doubts or insecurities or fears just get washed away
and taking out to the universe. And as we focus inside the body, we allow this beautiful energy of this gold light to circle from the top of the head all the way down to the base of the feet. And all the way back up to the top of the head, bringing in this expansiveness of abundance, an energy that easily and effortlessly attracts the flow of abundance into your life. Nothing holds it up. Nothing keeps it from flowing. Anything in the form of limitations or self-sabotaging energies now get washed away into nothing. Allowing yourself to fully and completely, with appreciation and with gratitude, take it inside this expansive, attracting like a magnet, abundance, worthiness, self-love, instantly like a magnet attracts it. In the mind, this sense of gratitude and expansiveness, like a magnet, attracts this abundance. And the more you open up to receiving it, the more it flows in. So you open up all the way inside to allow yourself to fully and completely feel this abundance, this prosperity. Knowing that you're worthy of it, you're receptive to it, you're ready and willing for it, and excited. Feel the excitement inside as you say yes, yes, yes to this abundance. Keep breathing it in fully and completely inside. And then slowly bringing the human mind into the room, feeling this abundance, bringing your emotions into the room, feeling this amazing self-love, self-care, self-worth, this abundance. Almost like you feel a joy with this, the receptivity to it. Feel it in your body, a sense of vitality and excitement to this abundance in and ready for it. As you allow it to easily come into your life without any constraints or any forcing, it just naturally and organically flows into your life. As you slowly come into the room, breathing in and out. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and jot down any insights or notes, if at all, that you received, and you may receive it later on. And so please join us on our next show. If you're interested in having a donation-based reading right after the show, you can call me at 971-217-6576. And that's usually only after the show. Otherwise, you can go to the website and schedule a reading. And in the meantime, the website again is Angel Rose, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, dot Wix, W-I-X, .com/love, L-O-V-E. You have a beautiful day. Enjoy the rest of this week. And look forward to talking with you when we connect again. Take care. Bye-bye.